This is an Alt Energy podcast, episode 389. Make mixed traveling task 2 essays easy. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you learn how to easily and quickly answer a mixed IELTS Task 2 essay about travel. It's not opinion, not argument, not problem solution. What is it?
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Hey, I'm excellent. How are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm a little tired. I've been working hard, actually working on our adventures course, the Bridge to Connection method that is going to be coming out in the middle of May or earlier. So that's exciting.
So, oh my God, you guys, this course, I know this is an IELTS podcast, but we have another course, a listening skills course, the Bridge to Connection method. I recommend, guys, that you also subscribe to the other podcast, the All Ears English podcast. Once a week, I'm going on there to talk about the listening skills course and the topics and what you can learn about our culture and the language from this course. It is amazing.
Yeah. And the cool thing is this is perfect. This is going to fit right in for you guys as soon as you achieve your target score and you're getting ready in that time between when you're getting ready to go to your target country, this is where this course is going to come in for you. It's going to prepare you thoroughly to be in your target country.
Exactly. How native speakers talk, how we communicate, how you can communicate with us and about what. It's all there. Okay. So guys, you know that we have a closed Facebook group for the students in our course. We are busy in the Facebook group. I love the fact that students are unafraid to answer any question. There are no bad questions, right? So, it's fantastic. And then Lindsay and I get back to the students within a day, usually. So today, we're going to share one of these posts, and the student did not know how to answer a writing task 2 question. So, he says, let's see. I would like to ask about this essay. Is it an opinion or argument essay? Please help me out. And then the task 2 question, guys, I'm just going to read you the question. It says, today, more people are traveling than ever before. Why is this the case? And what are the benefits of traveling for the traveler?
Oh, that's nice.
Lots of repetitions in there. Travel, travel, travel.
Yeah, I know.
So, Lindsay, what do you think? How would you go about this?
It seems like this is kind of more of a mix of both types of questions, right? So, I mean, what you actually suggested to the student was to break it up and separate your paragraphs, right? And one paragraph would address one piece of it, and the next paragraph would address the next piece.
Yeah, these mixed questions, guys, they're actually easy. They are so easy. It tells you exactly what to put in each body paragraph. You don't have to think about it. So the difficulty is that students are too strict about outlines. They're just like, no, these are the only possible essays. It must be an argument or problem solution or opinion. Like,
there's very rigid, right? Very rigid way of thinking.
And this is the whole reason why we added the level up lesson in the writing module for our course, because we noticed this is what was holding students back from increasing their writing score. So, the level up lesson, it's all about encouraging you guys to become more flexible in your approach to the essays. It's about flexibility in organization. It's about being able to take the necessary pieces we teach you in the course, right? Where mm-hmm. to put the linking words, where to put topic sentences, examples, how to be mm-hmm. specific, taking these pieces that are required for a high score, but being able to use them appropriately and flexibly. So that's what is needed to answer this question. So guys, like Lindsay said, you just split it up into paragraphs, okay? So the topic, more people are traveling today. Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. And then why is this the case? So that's asking for causes. So that's going to be in paragraph 2. And then paragraph 3 answers the second question. What are the benefits? And that is your opinion. What are the benefits of traveling? So it's easy, guys.
Yeah, it's almost like our listeners, our students, they want to overthink it, right? Overthink it. And it's really just, we're just answering each question in a paragraph.
Right. Yeah. Right? It's easy, guys. If, you know, problem solution questions usually look like this, where they have two questions like this, right? What are the causes? What are the solutions? And that's easy. Paragraph about one, paragraph about the other. If mm-hmm. you know that that's a strategy, that mm-hmm. if there are two questions, you divide them into paragraphs, mm-hmm. then that it's the same for every question that looks like that.
Yeah.
So like, what do you think? Yeah. Let's give our listeners a couple ideas before we mm-hmm. finish up today. So yeah. People are traveling more today. What are the causes? What do you think? Yeah.
Well, I would say the internet is a big one because we don't need to go to a travel agent anymore, right? We can click cheap flight to wherever, Egypt, for example, and we can book it online. So the internet would be one reason it's easier to travel.
Hello, IELTS candidates. If you want to learn all the pieces for the highest scoring task 2 essay, what to say, where to say it, and how to impress the examiner, get into our course, The 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Check it out now at allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Yeah, totally. And I think people learn... they see more of other countries on the internet, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. they're sort of teasers. It makes them want to travel mm-hmm. because they they see these pictures, they hear about this food or this, mm-hmm. you know, whatever activity, riding an elephant. I don't know. And they're like, I want to try that.
Sure. Opening the mind. Or like we're not as kind of provincial in our thinking anymore.
Right. Yeah. So technology, internet, and then specific examples of how that makes you travel, right? A specific website that you can book your flight on, a specific mm-hmm. country that people go to. So that's all you need for paragraph 2. And then paragraph 3, this is easy. What are the benefits? What are the benefits of traveling for the traveler? What do you think?
Oh my gosh. Well, open the mind to cultural differences, learning languages, right? Bending the mind in a new way through learning a language. There's so many. This should be the easiest question.
Seriously. So the danger of these easy questions, guys, is because you have a lot of ideas, you want to fit too many ideas into your paragraph. Remember, you're not graded on the number of ideas. You're mm-hmm. graded on your ability to fully and strongly express one idea in a complete way. So just choose one of the benefits: language, food, exposing yourself to other cultures, mm-hmm. right? Just choose one of those things and build that out with one example and then two details about that.
Really important warning. Love that. Love that.
So, guys, if I were you, I would write down the question we talked about today, spend 5 minutes brainstorming, and then use this as a task to practice. And remember, if you are within 3 weeks of the exam, you need to time yourself. So, this is a great question for this because it's not hard. You already know how to organize it. So, see if you could answer this and still have time to check your essay in 40 minutes.
Love that. Exactly. As we move towards the end of our study plan, we're starting to do more real test practice, right? We're doing this for real. And that's how we should be moving, right? We're starting by learning the strategies and taking the lessons. Then we're doing the practice tests.
Exactly, guys. If you haven't listened to the past couple episodes this week on Monday and Tuesday, go back and listen to those because we also mentioned how to make your preparation test valid. I think that's kind of a theme this week. So guys, all of our advice this week definitely will help you make your preparation more efficient and effective. But of course, if you really want to make your preparation the maximum benefit possible, get into our course. The study plan is there waiting for you, telling you exactly what to do every day to improve your English and your IELTS scores. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. You can see our students' scores and then you can get started studying.
Awesome. You got it, Jessica. Enough said. All right. Then we will be back on the show next week. Thanks for hanging out today. This has been fun.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good weekend.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.